bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833. I gotta get a I gotta get one of them voices, you know, like Sherman Hughes. I gotta get one of them voices because he has like, you know, one of those voices. He almost sounds like Barack. You know who he really sounds like? Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Ooh, Lordy Lord. I know somebody gonna tell Shai. Did you tell me, did you hear what Dr. Ken said about you? I always gotta make a silly voice when I say that, when I talk about somebody out of character. Did you know? So yeah. All right. I think tomorrow I'm gonna talk about the conjecture that I'm hearing and things that are happening and people that are scared and we're afraid things are gonna happen and it's like I'm just tired. It's just weird. It's just weird. Things that are happening so fast in this country, and people are on this kick of they think that, and I just, yeah. I'm going to have to do a deep dive, and we'll have to figure it out, and we'll have to look at it because, you know. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Number 5.
This from CBS58.com. The Waukesha teen that was charged with the deaths of his mother and his stepfather was bound over for trial. Waukesha teen charged in the deaths of his mother and stepfather appeared in court today. Nikita Kasap, 17, was arrested in Kansas in March after he fled the state. Court documents say he'd been communicating with people overseas about his plans to kill his parents. Kasap has been bound over for trial, and more charges could be on the way. He currently faces two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and 7 other felony charges, including hiding a corpse and identity theft. So when y'all say certain people do certain things because they black, I'm going to argue with you on that one. I'm just saying.
Number 4.
Well, word has it crime is down in Milwaukee. This also from CBS 58. Milwaukee police released new crime data for the first time in the first quarter during 2025 during a news conference at the Evolve Church. officials announced that serious crime in Milwaukee is down overall. Don't know what that means. During the press conference, Chief Norman, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and District Attorney Kent Laverne all spoke. Part one crimes. Those are those that include violent offenses and property crime. Right? Part one. The ones that show up on a federal database. Right? Part one, violent crimes and property is down 12% for the quarter compared to the first quarter of 2024. However, two additional homicides in the quarter compared to last year, which accounts for a 9% increase. Well, the bottom line is he said something that took a few people aback. He basically said that homicide is a byproduct of poor conflict resolution. So number one, why would you expect people to have conflict resolution in their families? These aren't families that have grown up when I grew up or when some of you grew up. These are families that for whatever reason, black, brown, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, they eschew anything that's normative. They don't like anything that might remind them of something they have to do. I only want to do what I want to do. Well, that's not how life goes. And Mr. Kasep from Waukesha is about to find that out firsthand. He's about to find out that life does not always go the way that you want. And that conflict resolution is indeed a thing. I'm sorry. Is that mean of me? Yeah, I think so.
Number three.
From Fox6Now.com, brothers in blood and brothers in crime. Two Milwaukee men are accused of stealing around $11,000 from a Walgreens in Milwaukee. Now, first things first. Number one, I didn't know a man. Okay, let me stop. I didn't know Walgreens in Milwaukee had $11,000. Okay, let me stop. The brothers in this case are identified as 23-year-old Zaren Stewart and 30-year-old Xavier Stewart. Both are charged with theft regarding the incident that happened at Walgreens on 76 and Mill Road. What do we know? Saturday, March 23rd, just before 8 p.m., the younger brother, Zaren, reported he was closing the Walgreens location when an unknown man walked up behind him, pointed a gun at the back of his head, and demanded to be taken to the safe. He gave officers a vague description, adding he heard a Hispanic accent. He estimated the suspect put about $7,500 in his bag. According to the criminal complaint, search of the Milwaukee Police Department database showed that there had been a witness to robberies, that he had been a witness to robberies in 2020 and 2018. And through surveillance video, officers were able to link a vehicle to his older brother, Xavier, who was out on extended supervision. Walgreens management told detectives, Zaren Stewart's behavior inside the store was unusual in that he kept out large amounts of money against store policy. A total of $11,000 was stolen, and Zaren Stewart admitted it was his idea to steal the money and that he gave his brother the code to hide in the bathroom. So, bail was set, bond was set at $100,000 cash for Zaren, while Xavier is currently in custody at the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility, awaiting to be transferred to Milwaukee County Jail. They're due back in court next week. Does anybody really get away with stuff like that? I mean, does it, like, you know, is it better just to tell the truth? Is it better to, I did it. And they got him. He's like, I did it. Or is it better to just not do it?
Number two.
This from CNN Politics. Supreme Court says Trump doesn't have to rehire independent labor board members right now. And so we wonder what all that means. Well, Chief Justice John Roberts on Today allowed President Donald Trump to temporarily remove two board members at independent labor agencies while the justices consider whether the president may permanently fire them. The brief order does not necessarily indicate which way the court is leaning in the case. Instead, the procedural move will give the justices a few days to consider written arguments before deciding whether or not to grant Trump's request. The emergency case follows a decision from an appeals court in Washington that temporarily reinstated Gwen Wilcox, a member of the National Labor Relations Board, and Kathy Harris, chairwoman of the Merit Systems Protection Board, or the Merit System. Roberts ordered the board members to respond to Trump's emergency appeal on April 15th. And though the dispute is technical and involves agencies most Americans are not familiar with, it could have profound implications for Trump's efforts to consolidate power within the executive branch, particularly if the conservative court takes Trump up on his requests to hear arguments on the case later this year. So people say the president should, this is what they say, the president shouldn't be forced to delegate his executive authority, right? His power to agency heads who are demonstrably at odds. But he needs to understand that as a matter of efficiency, administrative code is there to make sure that things get taken care of. Now, do administrative agencies go too far? Yes, they do. Some of the commissions, some of the energy, some of them go so far that they dip into people's lives when they really shouldn't be dipping that far. Many of these administrative agencies, you know, declare eminent domain and take over stuff and do all sorts of things that they should not be doing, but because they can. But also, there are so many times that the government has to get things done and the courts just don't have time to hear it. So they allow administrative agencies to handle those things, like the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. They make rules. They can be changed. They can be moved. They can be with legislation or the president. But at some point, you really want to get stuck in all that? Well, evidently Donald Trump does. Or is he picking out certain people and certain things that he doesn't like and saying, those people I want out, those people can stay? Because it all comes down to administrative law. And administrative law is a powerful thing because it takes power from the executive branch and gives it to an agency. And in some ways, it takes executive and legislative power, and they can kind of make up their own rules. Now, they can't make law, but they can make rules. Oh, yeah, we have a rule that every whatever, we got to do this. And so now you're stuck fulfilling a rule that there was never any law that said you had to do it, but because the administrative agency has the power, they can make you do it. And if you don't do it, they can fine you. They can shut you down. They can cause you a lot of grief. So now, it sounds to me, Wilcox, who was a part of the Labor Relations Board and the Merit System, this sounds like two board members that he wants to appoint to have control over how unions are looked at in America and how the merit system is upheld. You got to remember, there's a method to his madness. Don't think that he's crazy or think that he's like not thinking four or five steps ahead, because he is. And that's not said out of I really like Donald Trump and I support him. That's not that at all. On the contrary, it is the fact that you need to recognize just how smart and just how cunning the guy really is. Because if you don't, you'll get caught again in the same instance when he won.
Number one.
Speaking of number one. I talked about this case from The Root a while ago. I talked about the black teen charged with stabbing the white teen to death at a track meet and how they had issues back and forth. And the guy walked up and said, you got to move, this table's reserved. And he said, no, this table's reserved for us. And on back and forth and blah, blah. And something happened. And so the CEO of a local company decided that she was going to give money to a fundraising page for the family to defend him in court. And now people are outraged that, oh my God, it's terrible. Giving all this money. This black boy killed this white boy. Oh my God. He should just admit he did it and go to jail. And then I play Luigi's Tale. You know what that is, right? Dude that killed, dude that killed United Healthcare CEO. But I guess that was okay. They raised over $500,000 for him. Did anybody say nothing? Oh, and by the way, let me report that they're raising money for Luigi on such and such and such. So you're giving out the URL. Like, you're giving out the organization. By the way, they got their money. By the way, Dr. Ken is at 1017 The Truth, but don't tell anybody I told you. You can listen Monday to... Like, really? So that's what the reporters did, right? Dude got over $500,000. Literally over $500,000 toward his defense. And the goal was $1 million. They had raised like $100,000 for this kid, and their people losing their mind. Oh, my God! I can't believe you're doing it. He's a killer. No, he hasn't been found guilty yet. He hasn't been found guilty of a jury of his peers. May not get a jury of his peers, depending on how y'all go. But why is it always different when we do it? Why? Why is there always some caveat that we can never win? Well, I know you want to run for office this time, and I know you've been looking at it, but it's just not the time. Wait your turn. We got this guy we want to run. We got this girl we want to run. And we keep getting pushed back further and further and further. They keep getting richer and richer and richer. Confrontation at a high school track meet in Texas left one teen dead, another one facing a murder charge. And as the investigation into what led up to the tragic event continues, some members of the community are rallying around the 17-year-old suspect. According to an X post in Frisco, Texas, I'll actually be there later this year, police say they arrived on the scene at the David Kuykendall Stadium around 10 a.m. on April 2nd. They were responding to calls of an altercation between students, which resulted in one stabbing the other. Witnesses told police that 17-year-old Austin Metcalf, who's white, got into a disagreement with 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony, who's black, after he asked Anthony to remove himself from a tent that was set up for athletes from Metcalf school. Bystanders said they heard Anthony telling Metcalf, touch me, and see what happens. And when the confrontation got physical, and this sounds like Austin made it physical. They say Anthony pulled the knife out of his backpack and stabbed Metcalf in the chest before running away. Metcalf was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital. Anthony is being held in Collin County Jail on a $1 million bond and has been charged with first-degree murder. So, did it happen in self-defense? We're going to find out. Now, here's what's going to happen. Let me look at my crystal ball. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to have people around. They're going to have witnesses around. They're going to have so many things. You know what? Because I haven't heard anything on social media. I haven't seen anything where people talking about it and get video on it or anything about this. Which means, you know what that tells me? That tells me the kid defended himself. And so I have to figure out a couple things, right? Number one, and let me type this out. How old do, what is the age to carry a concealed weapon in Texas? Texas individuals 21 years of age or older can carry a concealed handgun without a permit, while 18 to 20-year-olds can carry a handgun with a license to carry. So let me find out. Let me do this. Let me replace weapon with knife. Here we go. All we need to know is the size of it. Individuals under 18 in Texas are restricted from carrying knives with blades longer than 5.5 inches, but they can carry knives with blades shorter than 5.5 inches, with some exceptions for carrying at home, in a vehicle, or while supervised by a parent or guardian. Minors with restrictions, minors are prohibited from knives with blades longer than 5.5 inches, except in specific circumstances. So, it is unlawful for an individual under the age of 18 to intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly carry on or about his person a location-restricted knife. So we're hearing he pulled it from his backpack, but it sounds kind of strange that you would have time that the person gets into a fight with you and there's a physical altercation and then you reach in and use it, right? I don't know the circumstances, so we don't know. But unfortunately, it happened. Unfortunately, we're going to have a trial. And unfortunately, we're going to see whether or not the justice system actually works in Texas. And the weird part is I'll be in Frisco later this year. It's 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris. You know, there are times in everyone's life when life tosses a curveball. You have to adjust, have to realign and rededicate your resources to make things better. Sometimes you may know what to do, but many times it's the first time you've ever faced an issue, especially when it's financial. For the last couple decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I have a financial issue that I got to deal with. It had to do with my own family and another family member. And I was able to go in, get some advice, got a plan, and I'm here to tell you today that it worked. At Educators, our members are our purpose. As a credit union, we're not concerned about profits. We're not concerned about the bottom line of shareholders, any of that. Our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams. You know what that means, right? That means that through lower rates and access to free financial resources, you get to make it. I like saying that word, financial dreams, right? Because I have actually been able to realize many of my financial dreams by using those same free financial resources. Experience more heart, less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com. You can go to their website, check it out, ecu.com. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility is required. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, talk a text line and all kind of crazy stuff going on. It must be Wednesday.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, y'all need to gear up for a great time as sports Milwaukee hosts Milwaukee Tailgate Week, presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook, set for April 24th to the 26th. Milwaukee Tailgate Week features a variety of gridiron activations for all ages, Steeped in Milwaukee iconic sports history, attractions, brews, restaurants, and venues. As the 2025 draft takes center stage in Green Bay, Sports Milwaukee and the Cream City are excited to welcome the football world back to Wisconsin. Get 50% off general admission tickets by using promo code VISIT, V-I-S-I-T. For tickets, go to visitmilwaukee.org. That's visitmilwaukee.org/tailgate. Brought to you by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world class. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the hardest day to get over. It's the hardest, like, trying to figure out. They never really minded or were forced to mix their good and crime-stricken people in the same neighborhood. Okay. I guess now we're coming up with excuses for people. Anyway. Dr. Kim would sing a verse of happy birthday to me. This is James. No, I don't sing happy birthday to men. Ever. Like, I don't care who you are. My father, God rest his soul, I would not sing happy birthday to him. He's a man. If you're a woman, I'll be more than happy to sing happy birthday to you. But I ain't singing to a man. That's not happening. But why don't you do that? I don't care. I just don't. The reason why I'll hold a door open for a woman or a man that's infirmed, an older guy who can't make it, or someone in need of, you know, someone. We don't call people disabled anymore, do we? We call people, you know, whatever dumb thing we call people. But anyway, people that can't, you know, that can't do it themselves. They're handicapped. They're disabled. Or, you know, not that we didn't morph every name because every name's offensive to everybody. And, you know, it's like, right? So how is it that I win best radio show large market in Wisconsin for saying the word nigger? Like, what is that? And because everybody puts their head down and sticks their head in this, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that word. That's your problem. That's your issue. And you need to emotionally figure out how a person can do something and say something and not take you off your game. Because if you can do that, and that is the one thing that I learned. That's why I have no issues with anybody calling me that. I have no issues with anybody saying that, because I refuse to let my life be altered one iota by your words. Now, I can alter my life by my words. I'm going to kill you. Yeah, you might want to arrest me for that. I get it. But I'm not going to let you say something, and then I go, ugh, and then try to choke you. That's not happening. Because I've just given you power over me. I've given you power over my life, my money, my health. I sent myself to prison based on a word you used. Oh, that's disrespectful. Who were you that somebody couldn't be disrespectful? And to be honest with you, if you look to other people to give you respect, you're probably in trouble already. You are in trouble if you expect other people to respect you. Now you might want to respect the office I'm in if I'm in leadership or doing something, but I don't have to respect you as a person. I can pretend with the best of them, talk to you, yes, sir, no, sir, and be great about it, but I ain't got to like you. I don't. But we alter our lives. We alter, you know, and then we transfer that to politics. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, okay. You do know everybody that's in power is the opposite party than you, and you're not going. I told y'all about that lady that told me years ago, Scott Walker. I'm not going to know Scott Walker. I said, ma'am, they're holding a job expo and a business expo so that if you have a business, you can get a contract with the state of Wisconsin and get paid. You know what she told me? If that's Scott Walker, that conservative down there, I ain't going down there. I said, you know, he's the CEO of the $89 billion company y'all call the state of Wisconsin. That's your money. I don't care. Well, okay. Somebody else went and got it. Don't let your politics and your values, morals, yes. Don't let your politics and your values be so rigid that you cut off your nose to spite your face. So what, well, no, I'm not going to ask because, you know, Gen Z has changed so many things around that they think one thing means something else. Stop acting all upset because I'm talking about Gen Z. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You say something about Gen Z, he gets all under his, what you talking about? They're like mini baby boomers, right? Totally. They don't like online. They don't like that. Nope, talk to me. I want to be face-to-face. Oh, it's a concert. You want to watch the stream it? Nope, I want to be there. Hey, give me a ticket. I'm going to go. You're going to be bored. I'll just be bored in person. I do not want to be bored. I get it. I'm like that too. Unless it's Cowboy Carter. I'm not doing Cowboy Carter. $5,000 ticket? Come on. Come on. So what did she win best album for? Her other album? Beyonce? Because I can't see Cowboy Carter winning anything. Like, new people to country music have to rock the place out in order for them to give you something. I ain't really seeing Beyonce and Cowboy Carter. I'm just not. And watch this. You ready? She's from Texas. It was for Cowboy Carter. They felt bad for her, but that's the first one she's ever gotten, right?
She had a bunch of Grammys with Destiny's Child.
No. She never won Best Album.
Yes, that was her first then.
Right. So she had to play white folks' music in order to win Best Album. Okay. I'm just kidding. Gee. You all are so sensitive. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. You all are so, I never knew your generation. I mean, I knew your generation was, you know, nervous and sensitive, but I didn't know it was that bad. Goodness. You need somewhere to go play? You need somewhere to go play? You know, run off all that energy you got? Run out while, you know, being so, you know. What is it? Perpetually offended? Hey, I got some place you can go play. And now with 101.7 The Truth traffic, here is Debbie Lazica.
Well, it looks like we got a crash now on the off-ramp to National Avenue from 894 northbound. Watch out for that. Big delays on 43 northbound, right out of the Marquette interchange all the way up to about Keefe. We got the southbound side really heavy from Capitol Drive all the way down through the Marquette and down to the KK River. Westbound 94, a very slow ride out of the Marquette all the way to about Holly Road, and then again west of Highway 100 into Waukesha County. And checking the TMJ4 Storm King forecast tonight. Cloudy skies with a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for a rain shower, a high of 42. For the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Trump just hiked the China chair, Trump just hiked the China tariffs. That's kind of hard to say really fast. The China tariffs. You bet not mark that and then pull it off and I hear about it in a promo. You know I'm going to hear about it in a promo. Cheddar. Anyway, I was talking about cheddar. So they paused 90 days on all the other tariffs, but then they jacked China up from whatever it was to 104 to 125%.
So here's my reason why China should actually be around 300 or 400%. Number one, we need to start building things here that have better quality, better lasting power, and made by us. That's one. Number two, China, if you want to do business in China and have something made in China, let me give you an example. I want somebody in there pick something that you want made, something that you want manufactured. And I guess nobody's listening to me and I'm talking to everybody and they're doing whatever they're doing because... media. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. I'm not going to even touch it. So China has headphones, right? Pair of headphones, right? These pair of headphones. I want to make a pair of headphones. And a pair of headphones I want to be made in China because China can make them cheaper. So if China can make it cheaper, I want to get it made in China, right? In order to do China, China wants all of your intellectual property. Oh, if you want to make it here, then you have to give that to us. We have to understand how it's made, all your trademarks. We want to know everything about this product. You know why? And by the way, you got to pay us in order to make it here. Well, how much is it going to cost me? $10 million. I'm just coming up with a number. $10 million. You're like, oh, $10 million? Okay, because you stand to make like 50 or 100 million on it. So you go 10? Okay, I can make $1 billion. You get 10. Okay, we're fine. The next year, China says, hey, y'all, that 10? Yeah, I need 12. And you'd be like, dude. You're gouging me. I'll give you 11. Be like, nope, I want 12. If you don't have 12, here's what we're going to do. We already own your intellectual property. We don't own it. We have copies of it. We are going to what? After so many years, make cheap knockoffs of what you already make, flood the market, and your price goes down and you go away. Or you keep paying us. China will steal your intellectual property, make everything themselves. And then you'll look up and you won't have anything because they will take all of your stuff. That's why you got Louis Vuitton bags and all kind of stuff being replicated. And that's why you have to make sure you prove you have the quality by getting it in a store here. Like it's just basic. Intellectual property is the thing that China wants. And their housing market is going down. Their real estate market is going down. Their markets are going down. People are working less. People are disgruntled. And the problem is they own a lot of the debt that we have. And so I would, like, say pay half, you know, 50% on a dollar and get rid of them and be done. But the tariffs are going to kill us. And so we got to do something about it. Well, they paused tariffs on everybody except China. China has been raking countries over the coals for years and stealing intellectual property for years and remaking it. Where do you think Temu was getting all this stuff? What's the other one they have over in China that you can buy from? They got a bunch of places. We'll manufacture stuff and send it back to you looking just like the brand. Anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al from Sherman Park, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine today. The stock market's going back up.
It went
Trump
way up.
He flipped the script on China. China thought they're going to have a trade war. They showed their butt, and then he turned the rest of the Western world against China. I was just... Had that been the plan all along? a little chaos and not letting your enemy know what you're going to do next, I think that works well.
Well, I think that was something that he was going to do, but you sound like you're a Trump supporter.
Oh, my God. I love someone who comes up with different solutions and who will stand their ground and not really sway back and forth just because you get a little heat. That's the thing I like about him. He's like no other politician I've had. Maybe Scott Walker, but he
I don't know. You know, with all due respect, I would not put Scott Walker in that camp at all.
Well, Scott Walker took a lot of heat for that Act 10. And
forget Act 10. He tried to. But the reason he took heat on top of that is because he wasn't supposed to run for president. He said he wasn't running for president, and then he ran for president.
Well, you got to give it to a politician who can stand up to the heat and still hold their ground, okay?
I don't know if I would put Act 10 up to what Trump put up with being shot at twice. I'm just saying.
I actually think there were some union people that wanted to kill Scott Walker. Really, if they could.
Well, that's
over that Act 10.
Well, but we also have the abortion people who have literally killed people. Because they, which is an oxymoron, like so oxymoronic that you would kill somebody to stop somebody from killing somebody. But anyway, so yeah, so you got it on both sides. The point I'm trying to make is you have it on both sides, and it's got to stop on both sides.
Yeah, the violence is not called for because people have different ideologies. But China had a knife to our throats. And we can't keep letting China have a knife to our throats. Because I don't understand these women to talk about, but what about the price of everything going up? A little pain today to put yourself in a better place tomorrow, especially get the bully of China off your back? I mean, we help give our lunch money to them, but it doesn't mean we should keep letting them take it.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. And so here's a kicker. Somebody put in the talking text line. You know, Dr. Ken, I have a question regarding that. If that is the case, why didn't we stop U.S. companies from shipping jobs to Asia? Well, it's not that they shipped jobs. They shipped manufacturing, and that's where the jobs were because they could make it cheaper, right? Because the point of the shareholder is to make sure that they have more money left over at the end. They want a profit, and that's what they got. So they allowed it to do it, and, of course, they put money, just like they put money into the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin. They put money into the U.S. Senate and House, and they bought politicians, and now they let it pass 20, 30 years ago, and now our chickens have come home to roost. So,
I do think Congress could forbid trade with China or any dangerous country that would be in opposition to us and giving them that intellectual property. Because China would not be as advanced as they are militarily if they hadn't stolen all of our computer blueprints.
Sure, they stole computer blueprints. They were able to get into and with cybersecurity and break in and steal all sorts of things from the Pentagon and NSA. So, I mean, it's not like it's accidental. It's on purpose. It is definitely
no, especially when you can reverse engineer.
Correct.
Especially some of that.
Correct.
The missile accuracy.
Yep.
Any of those computer components that would give you GPS and to get things on their target, they stole that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you much, sir. Appreciate it. I don't know if I'm that enthusiastic. That's kind of enthusiastic. I'm just saying. But we have to recognize that something has to be done here in America or else we're going to be in a world of hurt. And unfortunately, the Democrats didn't do it. So now we got to suffer through it.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is number.
I'm just waiting on my music.
So people actually got mad at me because, well, you played the music earlier and I hear the whole song, so I want to hear the whole song. Well, you're not going to hear the whole song. You're going to hear it until it's a pump. Like, really? Like, you can never give people enough. Ever. They want everything. And I'm having a good time doing it. And I'm having a good time giving it to you. I want to say thank you this afternoon for being here. Y'all been blowing up the talking text line. What is going on? There's a press legislation to allow. Okay, there's a guy. Then what happened to AI, too? And this is not good. Exactly. It is not what's good with AI. And so now they've got a hold of AI. And who knows what's going to happen. They got GPS. They got all these things that they're able to use against us now. And we got to be careful. And at that point, I don't really care who's in the presidency. And say, I wish I was brazen enough to challenge you on many issues. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Make me more respectful. Make me more nicer. Act 10 was a big deal. If it is repealed, the spending begins. We'll see. So we'll talk about it. Hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you. The analysis tonight. So make sure you hang around. I'm out. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you.